program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I hope you enjoyed your stopover. We'll now continue with the remainder of the flight.
No, not again.
You don't want to wear your seatbelts. You don't have to.
Here's the news. Another action filled adventure. All the worst from the world convention.
So it was in September. I had made all of the phone calls to invite people to our meeting.
On the evening of September 7th,
Mahmoud and his infiltrators were outside the United States surveillance facility.
Hassan looked at Mahmoud.
I heard there might be a large terrorist attack.
Hassan told Mahmoud.
Get out of here.
He said to Hassan.
Mahmoud had waited for another man,
Ibrahim,
their radio operator, to arrive.
Assuming Ibrahim even shows up.
Where is he?
Hassan had no idea.
Oh.
A moment later.
Hey!
Hassan and Mahmoud both looked over his.
What the hell you think you're doing?
Ibrahim
was humming as he walked toward Mahmoud and his infiltrators.
Where the hell have you been?
Mahmoud said to Ibrahim.
Where did you expect me to be?
Ibrahim
replied. Then casually dropped the cigarette beside Mahmoud's feet. Mahmoud stiffened with rage. Mahmoud shook a fist.
We cannot be distracted from our work here.
Mahmoud took a step forward.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, when company's expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet!
You! Halt!
Hey, why do you think you called?
This is an airline training facility.
Kick my ass.
Okay, this is not the Secret Service. Just calm down.
The man patted Mahmoud down.
His name is Mahmoud al-Rashid.
Mahmoud waited.
You men down there, come up.
Clearly the group's command center. Those are Arab impersonators?
Right. Actually, they're trained special forces operatives who see and hear damn near everything.
I like that.
I thought you would.
Inside, there was a man seated at a desk reading documents.
Who are you?
Hassan asked a man. The man shook his great head.
My name must never be spoken.
Sorry.
He seems nice.
Mahmoud regarded the revered leader of their band. His features were extremely dark, and the thick beard hid most of the lower half of his long face. The man said something in Arabic.
I am still in the process of recruiting and training your terrorists for the attack.
Oh.
Loyal Akbar sat up and raised his hands.
You got your hand up. Do you want to leave?
Yes, sir.
Take this spy.
What?
And execute him. I'm sorry. The commander continued to look at Mahmoud.
We have put out a jihad on the infidels because they destroyed our lives. What do you know about pain and sadness?
He asked. Mahmoud instilled in English. Mahmoud took a step forward and gave their commander the details.
I was just a boy when the infidels came to my village in their Black Hawk helicopters.
That's our business.
The infidels lit up. Looks like he's saying, kiss me, kiss me.
Yeah.
Hold still!
I heard my goats screaming for help.
This is where I'm being.
I could only hide myself and cry as my goats were touched.
For that, they would have to die.
As quickly as they'd come, the infidels were gone. It was on that day I put a jihad on them. And if you don't believe it, I'll put a jihad on you, too.
You have balls.
The revered leader seemed pleased.
I like balls.
Mahmoud bowed his head.
You know, the boy here makes an excellent Manhattan.
Excellent.
The man shook a fist.
Mahmoud, we are both freedom fighters. If you serve under me, you will be required to follow orders without hesitation or question. Are there any questions?
You almost had me.
That's what I always say.
Mahmoud smiled. I understand. Fine.
Where am I landing?
Top of the World Trade Center, only place you can land.
Gulp.
Mahmoud began to feel the weight of destiny on his shoulders.
Large terrorist attack.
Are you ready?
Mahmoud smiled and said something to Ibrahim.
Maybe you can help out.
Ibrahim
looked to one side and laughed nervously.
Mahmoud, you are acquainted with the role that Ibrahim was to have played in our operation.
Mahmoud didn't understand it.
What?
We want to see Ibrahim stay here.
Their commander told
Mahmoud.
What?
Mahmoud felt a jolt.
Why?
So he will not die. Ibrahim regarded Mahmoud.
What are you looking at?
My oldest friend.
Ow!
The revered leader of the terrorist group struck Mahmoud in the left temple. Mahmoud, sir?
Yeah! I like balls.
Mahmoud could feel a void where his pride had been.
The date I had in mind was September 10th, but would you prefer the 9th or the 11th?
Ibrahim regarded Mahmoud.
I have been asked to read the following prepared statement on this, the occasion of your martyrdom. Your death will stand as a landmark in the continuing struggle to liberate the parent land, etc.
The revered leader took a step forward.
Mahmoud, I hear you.
He responded weakly. In his fetal position, I have something even bigger in store.
He said we had to extinguish the lights of the world. And when we would see the lights of New York go out, we would know that our job was done.
To die for Allah is beautiful.
Mahmoud perked up.
And if he does this thing, our parents will be taken care of, and he will live on in paradise with 70 virgins.
The revered leader said something to Ibrahim.
This guy is completely out of his mind. We can't fail!
As soon as you have enough of the dead to keep, march them on the capitals of the earth. Let nothing stand in your way. Their own dead will be used to make them accept our existence and believe in that fact.
Great, Daddy-O.
So listen. Everybody dress up sweet and sharp and walk tall.
We always walk tall.
We're jets, the greatest.
Those are the words of the rumor.
Hey. You have until morning, the day after tomorrow.
The revered leader smiled.
If anything happens, videotape.
Now let me see those knives.
Oh, I don't think I feel so good about this all of a sudden.
Here comes just like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way. Someone don't feel so well. Here come the jets. Little world, step aside. Better go underground. Better run. Better hide. We're drawing the line. So keep your nose hidden. We're hanging a sign. The visitors forbidden. And we ain't kidding. Yeah, we're gonna beat every last bugging gang on the whole bugging street, on the whole bugging ever loving street.
Yeah. Excellent.
The revered leader seemed pleased. He took a step forward and gave the backpack to Mahmoud.
Take your flight coupons. Call me from the road if there's any snags.
He's full of pep. Must have had his grande latte enema.
Weird. We've been shooting rats and yellows all day.
Oh, boy, am I sleepy.
Well, I know we got a lot of information to think about, so class dismissed, and we'll hijack you again next week.
The unfriendly skies.
I caught the very next plane.
I'm waiting in the terminal building. I'm flying by now in line. The man said I could ride.
Up at SeaTac, SFO, LAX. You wake up at O'Hare, Dallas, Fort Worth, BWI, Pacific, Mountain, Central. Lose an hour, gain an hour.
Check-in for that flight doesn't begin for another 2 hours, sir.
This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. You wake up at Air Harbor International. If you wake up at a different time, in a different place, could you wake up as a different person?
Mahmoud walked like a giant. His sharp salt and pepper goatee was pointed ahead like a lance. He felt a hand pull at his jacket sleeve.
Huh?
Mahmoud.
Mahmoud stopped walking.
I'm sorry. It was Ibrahim.
Mahmoud exhaled. It's not so good to see you again. Abandoning any pretense about their real identities,
Ibrahim said, Big Gun wishes me to make certain that you have done what you promised.
Mahmoud regarded Ibrahim with angry eyes.
Take a hike, George.
You are to shut up.
Ibrahim seemed pleased.
He shook a fist. I thank Allah for your blowing up.
Smart-ass motherfucker!
Mahmoud smiled. And took off his sweat-soaked headdress, grabbed Ibrahim, and tied his hands together painfully. Are you ready? There was a high-pitched whimper. No matter. Got my pride back. With the weight of Ibrahim on his shoulders, Mahmoud climbed aboard.
Please make sure that all carry-on items are safely secured beneath your seats or properly stored in an overhead compartment.
You obey.
Mahmoud hoisted Ibrahim in the fetal position and then casually pitched the terrorist inside.
I'm Marty. If there's anything I can do to make your trip to Los Angeles much more comfortable, please feel free to ask for my assistance.
Perhaps you would care to show us how some of the driving apparatus operates.
You'll have to wait your turn, sir.
My bunghole will not wait!
Mahmoud settled into his seat and waited for another man, Hassan, their radio operator, to get in. I'm sorry.
This thing isn't like starting a goddamn rental car. Jesus, I wish we were all on the same page here.
The jet shot out of a single point beyond the curve of the earth and hung in the black sky. The plane, like a bullet, aimed at two sparks of red and green light that were twinkling away into the eastern sky.
Blessing his God and his parents, Mahmoud was prepared to die as he had lived.
Blown to hell!
Yeah, I like that.
Someone's videotaping this.
My last flight ended with a violent jerk in the coach class cabin of flight 1-1. I didn't have time to scream or even whimper. How unfair. Stupid plane.
Ha ha, dead again.
I felt my heart freeze as I saw the reflection of my sister in the glass.
Game over.
How could it be over?
Game over.
I closed my eyes in disbelief.
Game over.
Give it a...
Four, 500 feet into the sky, isn't it? It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen, the smoke in the space now. All the humanity and all the...
What's happening here?
It's time, John.
Time for what?
Time for a commercial!
Has the war created new problems for you?
It's the blood!
I'm not talking about anal discharge. I'm talking about diarrhea.
Threatening to envelop the Earth unless destroyed.
Key personnel making visits to high-risk country.
Beware, Robert Walker. Beware, Shelley Berman. Beware, Larry Hagman.
Diarrhea may not be due to the foreign country. It may be due to yourself, okay?
Just a little spray, and the soil wipes right off.
Simply disappeared. Now, let's have no more curiosity about this bizarre cover-up.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, yes. It began...
8:48 a.m. Tuesday.
No, he's not.
What?
Oh, why did you grow up
so naive?
As the fire engines arrive, we jump down and go to work. Each man has his own job to do.
Some hurry in, some hurry in, some hurry in to the house on fire. Raise the ladders higher, higher, pump the water on the fire. When some hurry in to fight the fire.
A rippling wave of heat poured up the stairs. Shrieks and flame shot up next, followed by burning bodies rushing wildly.
I feel it rushing down my body like a bullet.
We'll be on the ground very soon.
Oh, boy, Dirt!
Would you like some more peanuts?
Stick around! Something's gonna pop!
Oh. I'll see if I can find you a pillow.
Look at that.
What the hell is that?
In such poor taste.
The sky's ablaze with ladies' legs, he'd say. They're kicking from the clouds. Shoes fall through the morning haze and splat like eggs amongst the crowds. See it, boy. The sky's ablaze with ladies' legs, he'd say. They're kicking from the clouds. Shoes fall through the morning haze and splat like eggs amongst the crowds. Can you see it, boy?
Ooh, hot.
Oh, hot. Yeah, nice. That's hot.
There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling.
Sick.
That is hot.
Time to stop. There was that sound. Everybody look what's going
down.
This is always happening to me.
Why?
Why did God let this happen?
I don't know, man.
Like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
If they will believe that an instrument of death is a tool of prosperity, would they not believe it if they were told that the public welfare of the city of New York requires the immediate delivery of a large quantity of grapefruit?
Yeah.
Now, who's being naive?
But his vision is totally unreal, totally unreal. As false as the Burns line, which actually reads,
"Oppression and harassment are a small price to pay to live in the land of the free."
Meanwhile, far below...
Some stay out, some stay out, some stay out to fight the fire.
God, a horrible plane crash! Hey, everybody, get a load of this flaming wreckage!
Yeah.
Run around, don't be shy, crowd around.
Say what?
That's what I said.
Hey, everybody, come on, crowd around!
I've got a feeling that's going to get worse very quickly.
Meanwhile,
Falad, the terrorist, stood there, his frame filling the doorway on all sides. He removed his passport and handed the document to the woman at the desk.
I was told personally to get that to you,
the terrorist said in stilted English.
Oh, my. He's a perfect little gentleman.
Falad found a seat quickly. He slid his backpack between his feet, settled into his seat, and took a quick, shaky breath.
The plane was headed southwest into the coming sunrise.
What?
New York City rose in the distance.
Would you like a magazine or some more peanuts?
Sure, sure.
Falah smiled and pretended to settle in for a nap. Falah was prepared to die as he had lived.
You're an abomination.
Yeah.
We're seeking.
Knock 'em down, we don't care where they fall. Knock 'em down in the city.
Project Mayhem is you, not ask questions.
Is there anything wrong?
No, no, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
Fallard opened the terrorist software.
Seriously, I had to try it out just once. Being a real terrorist, I mean.
Bending the right flap up will cause air hogs to bang right.
I know. I haven't learned right turns yet.
Ah, look out!
Stay left, and then jog right when I tell you. Okay, now!
As if on cue...
Every time the plane banked too sharply on takeoff or landing, I prayed for a crash or a mid-air collision. Anything.
Oh, shut up!
Meanwhile, far below...
Splat like eggs amongst the crowds. Can you see it, boy?
Down the stops there, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The plane was above the peaks of the skyscrapers when suddenly, with the abruptness of a shutter...
Wait, there's another one there.
I saw it then, too. A dark object glided through the churning clouds like a shark.
No, he's not.
The jets are in here. The cylinders are clicking.
Oh, no!
And looking at his face and at the buildings of the greatest city in the world, it seemed strange that the jets kept coming at them every few seconds.
Don't be preposterous. It's just a coincidence.
Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour when a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man?
Die if it is! The timing was too uncomfortably close to be coincidence.
Oh, pshaw! Little old me can't make heads or tails of it.
We were cops are good on a thing like this.
One World Trade Plaza.
My God, a horrible plane crash! Hey, everybody, get a load of this flaming wreckage!
Yeah,
come on, crowd around!
I hadn't thought of that. Guess that's why you're a detective lieutenant and I'm still a uniformed cop.
Right around, don't be shy, right around.
Everything's gonna be fine.
How do we know that?
Building rose in the air and fell down.
Oh my God.
Look! There's nothing to look for except the final crash when the roof comes down on your head.
Again and again and again.
Trouble is all around us.
The structure vanished into a pancake. It was so swift, so uncontested, so simple.
Don't look so proud. That was wind assisted.
Something incredible has happened.
Oh, what happened now? Did the rubble burn down?
And the famous crash to the ground.
I've got a feeling that's going to get worse very quickly.
Oh, hell.
Look, there's got to be an explanation.
People that everybody was to be the dad of that Muhammad, blah, blah, blah.
It's a monster! Kill it!
was a sudden stillness, as if a motor had been cut off.
Now what?
Now the fun begins.
Suddenly, it's coming again.
Oh, no. A cloud! Shaped like a skull!
The structure merely cracked open in a few large pieces and came down as a pile of rubble.
Raised to the ground, not a brick left standing.
Crashed like an express elevator, spattering pieces of hitchhikers all over the gutters.
Touché.
Somewhere somebody's leaving. Somebody leave a mask. Town. Somewhere somebody's falling. Somebody's falling. From the light of the day. Said I use it to heat you.
Lighted rectangle of the calendar hung in the black sky. It read September 11th.
9/11, 9/11. Thanks for the freedom to be not much fun. 9/11, 9/11. 9/11, 9/11. Thanks for the feeling that what done's not done. 9/11, 9/11.
Sure was one crazy day.
This is all like a bad dream.
A bad, bad dream.
Nightmares ahead, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
There were spots of immobility in the motion of the crowd, was like spreading paralysis.
Well, smoke 'em if you got 'em.
There's nothing better than a cigarette lit with $100 bill.
Holy smoke! Look!
The shower of money was whirling about in the air, dropping down in spiral coils, coming closer.
Money, money, money!
Dollars flew as money dropped in the streets. Then came the frantic, purposeless movement of people running out, screaming and shrieking.
Money!
Only in New York!
Oh my God, you did it!
There comes a time in Eastman's life that he can't even believe his own eyes.
You really did it!
Where once there had risen the familiar silhouettes of the two buildings.
Where?
There was only rubble left.
No.
It's exactly what it looks like.
Frankly, that's impossible.
People were stumped.
Where is it?
I don't remember,
but I'm looking for the same old place.
Hold your hell.
Didn't know that begging to a tunnel.
You wipe it out.
The tower counts down and
This man is overgasped.
But a cup of hot coffee won't hurt.
Have some coffee if it's free. Watch out for the warning. Enjoy the morning. Listen to the radio at the rodeo. Shake, shake, shake.
Washington, D.C.
You think there may be more terrorists? The president believes that there is a death squad in Washington, D.C.
How many times have I heard that before?
Drinking, drinking.
The best information they have is that the team will strike the White House late this afternoon.
How do we know that?
They conveniently kill everyone except the president. He survives and becomes a hero to millions of Americans. The world will regard this man's terrorism as understandable or even necessary. People will say he was driven to it by the suffering of his people.
Oh, did I mix my tenses?
Huh? Wait a minute.
Come again?
Wait a minute.
That's all.
This press conference is over.
Meanwhile,
I must really be
in hell!
No, Mr. Smith. You're not in heaven or hell. You're on an airplane.
There's something going on up by the cockpit.
Up in the cabin in front.
We are the European People's Front! Crack Suicide Squad!
I think all hell's about to break loose. An instant later, all hell did break loose.
Suicide Squad! The deck!
Oh, honey, what is it?
The man said something in Arabic.
Kalima! Kalima!
You scared me. I mean, that costume and everything.
For that, they would have to die.
No!
I will personally kick you ass. His gravelly voice seemed to come from a cave.
You know why I'm here.
No, I don't. He grabbed me by the shoulder. Hey! I caught a glimpse of his face. A hard, angry face. A long, sharp nose, thin lips, twisted in a snarl.
Like a famous person. Hitler.
Thank you.
Like a dead Adolf Hitler.
You're Hitler!
No!
Plan a party for Hitler. I'll dine with Freddy Krueger. Shop for chainsaws with Leatherface. And fight Dr. No and Hannibal Lecter. And we'll all have a christening for Rosemary's Baby.
The f*** are you talking about?
If he tries to do something bad, I'll shoot him.
Oh, what if he shoots back?
Skyjacker, up here so far. You think that we're scared? Well, we certainly are. Can we get you a pillow? Can we pour you some rum? Can we give you our stewardess in exchange for your gun?
I'll see if I can find you a pillow.
No, let me go!
I would like you to take it.
No!
Abdullah tightened it slowly.
Stop it!
Hey, let her go!
I'm not a very good fighter, but I shot out of my seat and tackled the one holding Kelly. His eyes grew even wider, and I could have sworn he looked surprised.
I'm only 12. I can't be held legally responsible.
But that didn't matter. Fala's hand flashed out. He grabbed Roger's wrist. Abdullah. Inform the Americans that the corpses of their people will follow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid your in-flight entertainment program has been canceled. The weapons being carried by my staff are real, so is their desire to use them if provoked. I'm prepared to do whatever is necessary in order to achieve my goal. If you do as instructed, you will not be harmed. If you disobey or interfere with their activities, you will be shot.
Huh. You're kidding?
You gotta be kidding.
Come off.
He's gotta be kidding.
God, you weren't kidding.
By this time, I'm pretty excited. Mostly by the knife this dick's holding at my throat.
Hey, I'm just trying to make it easier on him.
This looks like a standoff.
You feel up to running this?
He raised his hand.
I'm just saying that I would just as soon not make a big deal out of this.
Oh, that.
Just send it to Jesus. Here's the Pentagon.
Cool.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface...
In a cheap hotel room in Washington, D.C., three men stare at an object wrapped in a piece of black velvet. Their leader, a tall, gray-haired man, is impatient.
It was something important. Some enormous turning point.
Gosh, okay.
When I was director of Central Intelligence...
A short, wiry little man with darting eyes unwraps the object.
That's a lot of pieces of silver for selling your country out.
I can't do it alone.
Tough. Gimme.
We
had a Cayman Island Trust account. Accounts in Bahrain, Singapore, Geneva, Hong Kong.
What the hell is that?
They're screaming like banshees.
on one of those murder-suicide deals.
Well, boys, we got three engines out. We got more holes in us than a horse trader's mule. The radio's gone, and we're leaking fuel. And if we was flying any lower, why, we'd need sleigh bells on this thing. But we got one little budget. This height, why, they might harpoon us, but they dang sure ain't gonna spot us on no radar screen.
We have front row seats for this theater of mass destruction. The demolitions committee of Project Mayhem wrapped the foundation columns and buildings with blasting gelatin. Primary charges will blow base charges, and a few square blocks will be reduced to smoldering rubble.
Cool.
Hey, what is going on with the controls? I think we're gonna crash.
Ah!
See the action and the consequences of September the 11th. The two buildings fell like matchsticks and flew as a shower of metal clattering in the wind of panic.
It's blown up!
Then the buildings came down as a pile of rubble. No time for a sound to be heard by the twisted bodies of the victims.
Gone! Gone!
Got to be an inside deal. Only somebody inside could have carried out this monstrous plot.
And the guy who can't speak English.
Blast knocked everyone down and blew the crystal from the desk.
He heard a slight cracking sound.
The man was engulfed in a fireball. His ears rang as black smoke rolled over him and shards of shattered glass rained down.
He said slowly,
"I suppose these things happen.
Let's get you some medical attention and rest, General." "Why? Do I look that burned out?"
"Frankly, sir, yes, you do. Literally."
The walls were solid concrete. A foot of concrete's important when your next-door neighbor blasted debris that used to be your furniture and personal effects out of your ceilings and sails flaming into the night.
Abandoned ship. Happy when skip. Good and dead. Happy as hot. Outer space. Without warning. A better place, a better morning.
That was too close.
Now the sun has disappeared. All is darkness, anger, pain, and fear. Twisted, sightless wrecks of men go groping on their knees and crying. The sun has disappeared.
Number one. Number two. Number three.
Number three! As of this point.
Hey, wait a minute.
And last, but not least, number four!
You're on a chart, I keep forgetting that.
I guess Regina's on the plane, a Newsweek on her knees. Curlews call from strangely stunted trees. The page is stretched, it's just as though he's flying.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Enjoy the rest of your flight.
Valide smiled and said something.
Listen carefully.
In the second phase of our operation,
they have something even bigger in store.
Valide
would seize control of the plane.
How do you know?
That's how I know.
I'll see if I can find you a pillow.
Pulling a gun from his flowing robes, Mustafa turned on Jamie.
Stay where you are or I'll shoot.
Sorry, would you like a magazine or...
Sweet mother of pearl.
Airline personnel assume a certain risk. It's part of the job. These passengers are so innocent.
What do you want?
Oh, I have what I want. I have control of the plane and everything on it.
To seize control, she had laughed exultantly when she heard him say it. It was he who was flying her plane for her, she thought.
Boys will be boys.
What are we going to do?
Fire up with this wire. Then there's going to be a little accident. This disruptor is going to overheat and there'll be an explosion.
But that's no deal.
Easy. What will really explode will be that drum of jet fuel. There won't be enough left for anyone to figure out what happened.
In short order, John Crawford lay next to Jamie, bound hand and foot with tough strands of wire.
You were right, young woman. I should have listened.
Too late. When the heat gets to the jet fuel, well, that'll be the end.
So buckle your seatbelts. Hang on.
All we could do was to go along for the ride and hope that the brakes would come our way. And they started to come fast.
That was pep rally time. And, that was really exciting. I'm ready. We love you very much. Whatever you're doing, make a big hole.
Now let's move.
Go ahead, be a hero.
God bless America.
That's what I thought. Punk ass.
Now what?
There was a fear that nagged at me.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
The three men were backing slowly away from me. Screamed some terror-blinded voice.
You bastards!
Screamed the chief to the wavering men.
What are you waiting for?
Three sounds answered him.
Gulp.
We don't want to tangle with those people.
Please, cut me some slack here, will ya?
There's three words. Fear, faith, and us.
He shuddered. Long, swelling moan of panic. Waved vaguely at his henchmen to follow. Rushed out.
Get the hell out of here!
She saw the crowd had stood frozen. Nobody said a word or glanced in her direction, but the crowd parted as she walked out. Oh, no, they don't. They all turned to her as if they had been waiting for her voice and for that word. And then, her consciousness returning fully, she realized that her hands were shaking. But what she felt was, I'd like to see him beaten. I'd like to hear him scream with pain. Just once. Don't try to open that door, he had said to her. Slowly turning a knob, she threw the door open and sprang back.
God damn you!
He was naked and jerking. Her sudden gasp was not a sound, but part gasp, part scream, part laughter. He chuckled at her gasp. The beating grew faintly faster. They looked at each other, both knowing that one more step would be fatal. She stared at him, unable to move.
Looks like we got us a Mexican standoff.
She moved first.
So help me God, I will cut your pretty face.
Before he could fire, Jamie had rushed forward and crushed the barrel of his gun with her bionic hand.
But we're willing to negotiate. Shaking with terror, he swung out blindly and struck her in the face with the vibrator.
Bitch, I'll f*** your ass up.
Her knee hit its goal. His legs gave way, folding limply, and he sat on the floor. Tears running down his face, still staring. She said slowly, her voice confident and steady.
You are a bastard. Oh, I just had to kick you in the diddly.
No. His unit dropped to the floor.
Well, there's my ride.
How about that explanation, eh? All right. She's out of my head. Who's out of your head?
Having a stronger mind than I have, she can make me do whatever she wants to mentally. She is the real ruler of Almaria.
Oh, damn.
Meanwhile...
Once there, I can override the controls and bring the plane down.
What? This is a jumbo jet.
Yeah, I know. We don't have any choice.
It's ideas like this that get people killed!
She took the wheel.
But remember, you must fly it in a wide-open space with lots of grass for soft landing.
She had to wait until the air was clear. Her signal was that bottom light.
Would you give her a message?
Yes.
Tell her not to do anything foolish.
Foolish?
Tell her not to do anything until I can get there.
He's going to make a mess. He's going to be a bad mess about her.
And how?
Shut up and get us out of here.
She was rising into the air, her plane like a bullet.
The cockpit is not the place to learn
What is the depth of ground effect?
The plane was suddenly slacking its speed.
Uh-oh.
The needle on her altimeter was slowly moving downward.
What causes detonation in an aircraft engine? And if you move, how long do you have to notify the FAA of that change of address?
Do you know where it is?
Pennsylvania. In the break of an instant, her ship was spinning.
And if you think this is bad news, wait till you see what's coming next.
Flung from side to side, she fought to pull the ship into a glide for an attempt to make a belly landing. With a sudden flash of sunlight on its wings, the plane banked into a long curve as if circling for a landing where no landing was conceivable. But a jolt threw her on her hands and knees. Then, like the body of a man diving chest first and arms outstretched, serenely abandoned to the sweep of the fall, and in answer to the earth that flew to meet her, the plane went down and she heard in her mind,
"Now you pulled a boner tonight and you know it."
Bone-crushing explosion. Our eyes burned and stung with a tremendous blast of heat and light. The ground thudded beneath us, and with a sudden jerk, it ended.
Great God, what do you see? It's a falling to the ground. The very fabric of our lives is a burning upside down.
A story breaking with us right now is emergency crews are converging on a cornfield where...
They have a cry wolf.
What?
Then people won't believe you if something really happens.
If something really happens, like what?
Something bad.
Some time has apparently elapsed, for we learn that...
Those who could came here, where the plane had dropped. But there was no sign of a plane.
Okay.
The four of us stood and peered at the site. A charred patch of ground, flattened trees, scorched earth about the length of a football field. No wreckage. No debris. Nothing. Complete annihilation.
But out to feed the cattle, and to my surprise, my farm was full of bodies just to gather up the flies. A big old jetliner had dropped them out of the sky. Well, I was so darn happy that I couldn't believe my eyes. We're gonna stuff them. My tractor gonna take the buys inside. Betty Lou will bring the sawdust, and I've got the formaldehyde. I'm calling up my neighbors, tell them all to drop by. A body stuff and party, and we'll bake some kidney pie. We're gonna stuff them, put them on display. We Patsy Cline. Big boppers by the stairs. Ricky Nelson's in the kitchen, but nobody cares.
This whole confusion was obviously planned from the inside.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
There's got to be some victims in times of national emergency. It can't be helped.
Look, I recognize we got an image issue.
President Bush!
Howdy.
Where have you been all this time?
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in.
Any unpatriotic rumors to the contrary notwithstanding.
And I saw an airplane hit the tower. TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
George said, shrugging.
That's an interesting theory.
Well, let's bet you saw tonight with those like snow runners' breath.
We don't talk about sources and methods.
George started to slouch away.
The story is now all over the world.
Woohoo! Can't catch this doggy!
It's gone! It's gone!
Find it! Find it!
Find it!
And now a late flash from Captain Midnight's headquarters. Be on the lookout.
Great. Now what?
Oh, Jesus.
If an attack occurs, even with the president away from the palace, Washington, Moscow, and Tokyo will find it impossible to support whoever staged the attack.
Oh, God, I've been misinformed. I need to get out of here.
Seekers.